At the John Deere Develop with Deere Conference, I am visiting with DN2K. Is that how you say it? All right. Got two guys here with me. I'm going to let you all introduce yourself, and we'll start right here with you, Oleg.
Tell me your name and what you do.
Oleg, from DN2K, senior web developer, mostly responsible for developing our front end of our interface of our application.
All right. And you, Mike?
And my name is Mike Malonis. I also work for DN2K. I'm a senior system designer, and my primary responsibility is integrating our product with other systems.
Well, I know this, we used to call this an integrators conference, so it's about that word, integration. What brings you to this conference, first of all? Whoever would like to answer.
Primarily learning more about John Deere's offering. I mean, they just have a tremendous amount of information that various people need access to. And the whole reason that they're putting it on is they want that information available to people. And we need to understand how to access it and properly present it.
Are you actively working on doing that with John Deere right now with your platform?
Yes, we are. Yeah, we're currently working with their, integrating with their telematics data, and we're looking to expand into the other agronomic data, et cetera.
So tell us about your product, that where you're pulling this into. If I understand it right, it's kind of like a dashboard to bring in different types of information in a easy to sort of manage way.
Yep, you're absolutely correct. The way I kind of look at it is we're basically a data aggregator that has a front end that allows you to see data in a almost a picture. You see it as a graph associated with GIS information, so you can see how full your grain bin is or the agronomic statistics and things like that. So it's really a picture of the environment that that's being used by the consumers, basically.
So, Oleg, you are, like you said, a designer or the on the front end here. What we see, I guess, are we looking at this primarily on a computer? Is there a mobile version of this, for example, that also would allow you to do this?
Currently, we're supporting desktop version, mm-hmm. Which runs on the two major web browsers, Google Chrome and Firefox. We are constantly moving towards mobile platforms. We don't have necessary need for that right now because our main consumers sit in the office in front of big desktops, desktop screens. But as we cover more and more clients, different types of levels of clients, and among them growers as well, farmers, we are moving towards mobile platforms, and I believe 2015 will support, probably will start with tablets.
Well, I know we're almost towards the end of this conference here. What would either of you want to share in terms of what you feel like this is you've accomplished or learned or going to be able to take away from this year's conference? Any thoughts you might want to offer?
I think for myself, when you look at the data, there's so many people who want it, mm-hmm. and want to look at different perspectives and stuff. And it's really so much about data protection, and I really needed to understand what John's Deere's model looked like in order to integrate with it. So now I have a much clearer understanding of how to access the data, how to make sure the right people get it and the wrong people don't get it, and stuff like that. And so I think that's probably the key takeaway for me.
How about you, Oleg?
For me, mostly understanding that John Deere comes to the point in their sharing data where they are ready to share and ready to expose this tremendous amount of data, which most likely not used in the most efficient way. And this is what we as DN2K are can can benefit from. And through us, many, many other layers of users will, because we are, as Mike mentioned, aggregators of data, and we visually present it in an interactive way to end users. And not only from John Deere, but since we're here, we are exploring this piece in our application where every farmer, every service provider will see data supplied from each tractor combiner on the field and deliver it in a very visual, rich visual way to the view where statistics can be brought in, analytical stuff can be developed on top of this data.
Wonderful. Well, I'm glad we had a chance to meet here. You guys were very busy at your table last night, so I didn't want to bother you then. So glad we could do it this morning. So here visiting with two of the Ag Nerds in Ag Nerd Paradise, which is the John Deere Develop with Deere conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.